How to build a green economy and how to improve international coordination for sustainable development are the two main themes being discussed at the Rio Plus 20 summit that opened on Wednesday in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro. Thousands of participants from government, the private sector and NGOs are in Rio for the three-day summit, whose aim is to find agreement on a range of measures that can reduce poverty, promote clean energy and a more sustainable and fair use of the Earth's resources. The UN says the Rio Plus 20 meeting is a chance to move away from business as usual and to act to end poverty, address environmental destruction and build a bridge to the future. Among the delegates attending the summit in Rio is Martina Liebsch, Policy and Advocacy Director for Caritas Internationalis. She began by telling me what Caritas is looking for from this summit.
We are here gathered with quite a big delegation, which covers a whole lot of hopes. We have concentrated our wishes for this summit in five major points. The first one is certainly a future without hunger. As you know, Caritas Internationalis, one of its main priorities is the fight against poverty and hunger. So a future without hunger is at our core. And so we find that it is a scandal that 1 billion people due to hunger are excluded from participating as citizens, bringing in their talents and helping us to develop our world. More specifically, we think that we need to look at trade agreements. They must be reviewed so that they protect the food sovereignty of developing countries. And we also think that it is important that land is used for agriculture and not what we see in many parts of the world and also more specifically in Latin America, that land is used to produce energy like, for example, biofuel or to extract resources, and often people are chased away from their land so that big companies can exploit the land. Our second point is that we really like to have a future with a vision, and as far as we can see, the negotiations right at the moment, they are very much caught into detail, but we don't really see the big vision. For us, one element which contains this vision are the Millennium Development Goals. We also would like to have a vision where people, men and women, are put at the center of the attention. We are calling to quote Caritas in Veritate and also the Magisterium. We are calling really for a civilization of love, which places the dignity and the well-being of men and women at the center of action. In the last negotiation text we have seen, it's a lot of declarations, but where is the real commitment? We think that one of the major challenges is what kind of economic model do we want for the future? We can't continue with the same way to do business, but we would rather like to see an economy which also deals with social issues.
There was a lot of bickering between rich and poor nations on the outcome document for the summit in the run-up to it. What were or are the main points of contention, if you could briefly say?
As far as we could hear, there were two major points of contention. So one was, should green economy kind of replace sustainable development? So is that a synonym? Is green economy an approach to reach sustainable development? And the second major point was, be the carers or those who monitor sustainable development, so all the institutional framework to put some of the issues forward, to care, to monitor the achievement of sustainable development, but also which would be the setting to put climate change and the fight against climate change at the center of the attention.
There was a UN report issued in the run-up to the RioPlus20 summit, and it found that the world continues, as it said, to speed down an unsustainable path despite hundreds of internationally agreed goals and objectives to support the concept of sustainability. I mean, is this an achievable goal, in your opinion, you know, to get human beings to stop thinking about the present and look more to the future?
I think there is what gives a lot of hope that in spite of negotiations, fighting for articles, etc., there is a world of hope out there, which is probably more at the People's Summit. A colleague yesterday of mine from Brazil said to me, I think the life is in this People's Summit, and that's where the creative ideas and the spreading of the messages come, and less from, let's say, the negotiations itself. So I think there is a growing understanding that we can't continue like that. I was really impressed and amazed, for example, talking about this social economy, how much this concept, at least in Latin America, has advanced. So I think probably it's there where we have to continue to work more in these creative networks who come up with new ideas, then try to transmit it to leaders and see if they can really engage. And it's not that this is just utopia somewhere outside, let's say, institutional framework. So we heard that, for example, in Brazil, there are discussions about a legislation on social economy that apparently in France, the ministry dealing with economy. So it's making their way. So I don't think it's totally impossible, but I think it will be a long process. And the question is, how much time do we have to go all these processes? And we know that from the reports we have heard that, in fact, we are using the world's resources at a speed which is not at all sustainable. How can we really get a leadership who has a vision and says, yes, we acknowledge this is the situation and we have to make a shift?
Who are the main parties blocking moves to achieve a more sustainable development? Is it across the board, you know, most governments of developed countries and big business, or what?
As far as I could hear, I think it's across the board. I think there have been some goodwill attempts. So the government of Brazil has come up with a compromise text, which is now part of the negotiations.
You talked earlier about your concern over the move towards biofuels. Is this something that a lot of the Western countries are pushing for? And do you think, like many environmental campaigners claim, that this is a false promise?
I think this is really not the right way, because you use a big parts of land, and this land is then not available for example, food production, and it's also a huge monoculture, which means that then the soils are also depleted from their resources. And I think NGOs are strongly advocating. I'm thinking as well of Caritas. We had a Congress Without Hunger in Austria, which was under the topic A Future Without Hunger. And that was one of the points which were raised there.
Just briefly to sum up, the UN says that a successful RioPlus20 summit is crucial for the Earth's future. Do you agree?
I fully agree. Yes, it is crucial for the Earth's future. And we are all hoping that there will be at least, let's say, a vision and a roadmap coming out of the summit. Certainly, civil society, Caritas organizations will continue to advocate other patterns of consumption. Because at the end of the day, and that's something we have put in our statement, is that we think, yes, we can blame governments, but I think, on the other hand, we all, citizens of this world, are responsible. We have, at least in some parts of the world, options where we can choose what kind of consumption, what kind of energy we use. So I think we are responsible as well to make this change happen. We can't only blame governments or ask them.
I was speaking to Martine Liebsch, Policy and Advocacy Director of Caritas Internationalis, who is attending the RioPlus20 summit.